one simple way to help escape the perfectionism trap. Growing up, I remember my grandmother's go-to summertime mantra, "You can't get in the water until you know how to swim." It seems harmless, right? But can you hear the fear? Can you hear the perfectionism trap? Mastery before risk? I'm convinced the enemy uses perfectionism against us, trying to keep us from the life of purpose and fulfillment Jesus has for us. Does this pattern sound familiar? The Holy Spirit initiates a great idea within you, opening the door to a new opportunity to step further into your God-given purpose. God calls you out into the unknown, a grand adventure. And what happens next? Images of what could be light up your mind. A thrill like shooting stars flies through your body. Your enthusiasm is literally surging within you. Unfortunately, there's nothing like a fired up believer to send the enemy into a panic. So he incites the voices of perfection to steal your enthusiasm. With things like, "You're not good enough. Who do you think you are?" And just like that, you're snared in the perfectionism trap. Perfectionism is the enemy of progress. I've struggled with perfectionism for the longest time, and still do. Yes, I've experienced some freedom from perfectionism in a few areas of my life, but other areas are still an ongoing battle. I love fellow writer Anne Lamott's quote, "Fear, the frantic effort to appear recovered." The frantic effort to appear put together. The frantic effort to appear beautiful or brilliant or successful, superior. What area of your life does the enemy try to snare you in the perfectionism trap? For me, my writing life is the greatest struggle. For example, I've known for years that my on-the-go readers love written and audio content. Several times I've come close to creating an audio version of my writing, but mastery before risk has kept me from moving forward. Sometimes perfectionism is tricky to see, especially if you strive for excellence. Excellence is a beautiful endeavor. And for me, and perhaps you too, striving for excellence can subtly morph into a perfectionism trap. But thank you, Jesus, for Peter. He's my favorite of Jesus' disciples. Why? Because he's messy. I relate to his messiness. I'm also inspired by Peter, for his life is proof that God does extraordinary things through ordinary, messy people. In Matthew, it says, "Come," said Jesus, and Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. Peter reminds me that God is always moving us from independence into collaboration with him. What if Peter had told Jesus, "I can't get in the water until I learn how to swim"? What if he had sought mastery before risk? He would have missed the extraordinary. So, how do you let down your defenses, release your ego, realizing your weaknesses and vulnerabilities might be exposed? 2 Corinthians tells us, "Now we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this surpassingly great power is from God and not from us." End quote. How do you get in the water before you know how to swim? How do you risk before mastery? You can get in the water because the one who can swim lives within you. The unseen reality, Christ alive within you, makes all the difference. Okay, so let's practice getting in the water before we know how to swim. Like my writing life and fear of publishing audio content, what's your version of I can't get in the water until I know how to swim? What's your version of mastery before risk? What great idea has the Holy Spirit initiated within you, opening the door to a new opportunity to step further into your God-given purpose? How has God been calling you out into the unknown, a grand adventure that lights up your mind and thrills your heart? Fill in the following mastery before risk statement. I can't fill in the blank until I fill in the blank. For me, it was, I can't release audio content until I know how to edit recorded content. I can't release audio content until I know how to sound professional. I can't release audio content until I have better equipment. Okay, your turn. Create your own mastery before risk statements that keep you from moving forward. I can't fill in the blank until I fill in the blank. But what if you believed you were an instrument in God's hands? What if you believed God does extraordinary things through messy, ordinary people? By faith, believing the unseen reality, Christ alive within you makes all the difference. Now fill in the following declaration of faith. Letting go of the frantic effort to appear, fill in the blank, I entrust Jesus with my image and believe I can, fill in the blank, because the one who, fill in the blank, lives within me. I'll go first. Letting go of the frantic effort to appear perfect, I entrust Jesus with my image and believe I can record and release audio content because the one who created all there is lives within me. Now your turn. Letting go of the frantic effort to appear, fill in the blank, I entrust Jesus with my image and believe I can, fill in the blank, because the one who, fill in the blank, lives within me. Let's connect the dots to see how the unseen reality, Christ alive within me, rescued me from the perfectionism trap. By faith, believing, letting go of the frantic effort to appear perfect, I entrust Jesus with my image and believe I can record and release audio content because the one who created all there is lives within me. The power of the Holy Spirit alive within me took me from I can't release audio content until I know how to edit recorded content, but I can record without editing, and my imperfections will help my readers know my content isn't AI generated. I can't release audio content until I know how to sound professional, but I can just be myself. Authenticity over perfection. I can't release audio content until I have better equipment, but I can use what I already own. Progress over perfection. Now we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this surpassingly great power is from God and not from us. I believe in the unseen reality, Christ alive within you, my friend. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or even imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I believe your life is full of God-given purpose. If you didn't take the time to create your own mastery before risk statements and then your declaration of faith statement, take just 2 minutes to do it now. Never leave the scene of a fresh insight without taking some form of action. May you, by faith, believing in the unseen reality, Christ alive within you. May Jesus move you from independence into collaboration with him. And may you have the best time of your life, trusting the one who loves you like no other. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm listening and would love to hear from you. Email me your biggest takeaway, insight, or aha from today's topic. Don't have my email address? No worries. Subscribe below to share your thoughts, comments, questions, and bonus, you'll also receive weekly content and encouragement. No one should have to journey without encouragement. Hey, do you know someone who could benefit from this content too? Please share this post with them. Thanks for stopping by. Until we meet again, remember, trusting in Jesus, you'll have more treasure than pockets. From my heart to yours.